Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for June the 4th. Today's devotion is entitled, Was David a Prophet? We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 30. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants on his throne. When Peter preached to the crowd on the day of Pentecost, he explained that David's words in the Psalms pointed beyond himself to the coming Messiah. Peter declared that David was not only Israel's king, but also a prophet who spoke by divine inspiration about the resurrection and reign of Christ. This truth connects well with today's Old Testament reading. In 2 Samuel 23:2, David's final words began with the declaration, "The Spirit of the Lord speaks by me. His word is on my tongue." David understood that God was speaking through him. While he did not hold the formal office of prophet like Samuel or Nathan, the Holy Spirit inspired his words concerning God's covenant promises and the coming king. Peter recognized that David's Psalms contained prophetic revelation about Jesus. Therefore, Acts 2:30 affirmed what David himself confessed in 2 Samuel 23:2. God used him as a prophet to proclaim truth about the Messiah. We often think of David only as a shepherd, warrior, and king. Yet Scripture reveals that God also used him as a prophet. This reminds us that God can work through his servants in multiple ways to accomplish his purposes. It also encourages us to read the Psalms with Christ in view. David's songs were not merely expressions of personal worship. They contain spirit-inspired glimpses of the Savior who would come from his lineage. As we study God's Word, we should look for how all Scripture points to Jesus. The more we recognize God's prophetic plan unfolding through history, the more confidence we gain in his promises. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for speaking through David by the inspiration of your Spirit. Thank you for revealing your plan of salvation through the prophets and ultimately through your Son. Help us read your word with understanding and faith. Open our eyes to see Christ throughout the Scriptures and strengthen our confidence in every promise you have made. In Jesus' name, amen.